SR4 AAE monitoring.
I believe it was. This is KO4 HKX. I know it's Steven, though. This is Patrick on this end.
KO4 HKX. This is KR4 AAE. You are correct. This is Steven over here. Thanks for running the net last night.
Thanks for coming and checking in. Do appreciate all the new calls coming in there last night.
You are very welcome. I'm hoping that I will inspire some of the other new hams just to get out there and do it, just like riding a bike. You go out there, you do it, you learn it, and you say, okay, I can do this.
Almost all human, we will make mistakes. I made my fair share of them last night calling the net. Nobody's going to come after you for it, so don't be afraid to push that PTT and throw your call out.
Copy that, or you just practice my philosophy. You listen more than you talk, and then when you get comfortable, then you start talking.
That I see with most people, though, is they listen so long that then they're afraid to push the button.
Yeah, that's a difficult one to get over. But once you get over that hurdle, it becomes a little bit easier.
I knew what I did. I got my call sign and immediately threw my call sign out on the air, and there it was. I didn't hesitate. That way I didn't have that chance to the nerves to get better of you. Just go for it.
I did a little bit of a similar thing. However, I looked up a lot on Google about ham etiquette and how to communicate right, what's the proper protocols. I did a lot of that stuff before I started transmitting.
That same year, I did the same thing, and I did listen on the net a couple times before I had my license, but once I got my license, I just went for it.
Now, funny you say that, because now since I got my general, I've been looking at antennas, frequencies, radios, and where I want to head to next, and I'm just ready to take the jump and say, I'm going to go all in and just do it.
That's the best way. Just jump in there and do it. The old motto, sink or swim.
That's a good motto to live by. Do you have any recommendations on HF radios? I've got a couple in mind, but seems like they're all splitting hairs with their functionality, and some may have a little more higher wattage output, things like that. What's a good one for that won't break the bank?
For hams, either go with the 991A or the 7300. I chose the 991A because it was a shack in a box. It had 2 meter and 440 in it. The 7300 does not. There are advantages and disadvantages to that. If one portion of the radio goes down, you lose everything. If 7300, where you have to have a separate radio to do 2 meter or 440, at least you don't lose that. So I mean, it's kind of, you know, which one fits you, and both of those radios are right around the $1,000 mark, new, $1,000 to $1,200. So they're about the most reasonable and commonly found radios. But I do think there's a 991A. On the swap net for, I think, $800.
All right. Just in your conversation here, I'm just over here, and this is KI4MRA. Also, if you're not looking for a shack in a box and something reasonable, I have the 991A, and I also have a 710 Yaesu. That's actually a really good radio. It just doesn't have 2 meter 440.
NGRTR.
KO4NNH.
How are you doing this afternoon? You forgot the one mic I got here.
The Kenwoods, but I was trying. Most newer hams seem to want to go toward those, what I mentioned, or the 710, which is the newer Yaesu. But what I have come across most commonly in mine and pick it up, Fred. And I am crossing the state line, so I may not make it the next round.
72 is an amazing radio, but if you're looking for a shack in the box, 991A, you can't beat it, man. Hands down, the receive quality on it is very good. Setting up for FT8, FT4, digital modes is not too tricky. Only thing I can say is make sure you keep your PC updated as far as Windows if you plan on doing a lot of FT8.
Like that computer stuff, which the computer does all the work for you, I guess that's the way to go. But I don't do FT8 or FT4. I do CW and single sideband.
I do a lot of FT8 just simply because I'm limited on time and making contacts. I do play some single sideband here and there, but not a lot right now. Getting back into the hobby here after about a 2-year off and on hiatus, and I'm going to get more involved into it. Actually, me and my son, KO4N8, are in the process of building a vertical right now.
I've had real good luck with this, but I can see the benefits of those 991s and that. I'm not saying they're not great. They probably are. I don't like having both 2-meter and the HF in one rig. Like Patrick said, if one goes down, you lose it all. But the likelihood of that with these new radios is very slim, I think.
It's been a good performer for me. I haven't had any issues. But then again, I've got two-meter mobile rigs in the shack. One of them is a TMV-71A Kenwood, and the other one is an older Yaesu. And I can't for the life of me think of the model number, but it's just a model band 2-meter.
Talked to Antarctica the other night. Let's see. He was on 20-meter CW, though, which not many guys do that anymore, but I've talked to Antarctica quite a few times. I don't know. I just like my Kenwoods, and I know with this new digital technology that Kenwood's behind on a lot of that compared to Yaesu and the ICOMs. You know, I won't deny that, but boy, mine sure works like a charm.
Beauty of ham radio, man. There's so many different models and makes out there that we can have one to please everybody, and I love it. I love the variety. Well, Tom, we're going to say 73, sir. I'm destinating here to QTH. KO4NNH, I heard you in there. We'll see you when you get home, son. This is KI4MRA. We'll be clear. Dad, I'm on 85 right now. Just passing the airport. KO4NNH.
Good to hear you, Fred, and the other gentleman. I guess Alpha Echo's on there now next, and then send it over to Patrick.
Fred, Tom, thanks for all the info there. Very helpful as I'm wading the waters of saying, okay, which HF radio do I get? But yeah, that's very good options and things to think about. I mean, I got a 2-meter rig right now I'm talking on, and I'm thinking about just getting a HF-only rig or get the tri-band. But those are definitely the two models that I was considering when I was going through everything. So I'm just going to say 73s to everybody real quick. This is KR4AAE. I'll be on the side and monitoring.
Okay, Steven, nice to hear you. Go ahead, Patrick. Just going out of range, and I didn't pay that close of attention. See you later, Patrick. L4HKX and 0LGR.
H mobile. 4SLN, looking for a radio check.
Sir, I did not catch your call sign. You're coming in the repeater, but there's a lot of white noise on your signal.
Okay, this is KM4SLN. Kilo Mike 4, Sierra, Nova. Thank you.
I just called out time for the last minute. I'm terrible remembering. Apologize. But, yeah, you're still got a lot of white noise in your signal, though. But you're making it in the repeater.
Programming radios and, I think I need to change the TGCSS on it. Thank you.
I'm going to State 73 now. I'm near the QTH. KO4 NH, I'll be clear.
KO4 HKX, this is Z2MBY. Good afternoon, Patrick. How are you doing today?
Been out of range.
3 seconds ago.
On this repeater? I didn't hear him. Sorry about that. In Gerald to you.
Yeah, sorry. I thought, well, you know what? I think so. I made a mistake. I apologize. He was on 6-4 machine, and I just assumed he'd be jumping on the 6-1. You're 1,000% correct. Sorry about that.
Ain't nothing to be sorry about. We all make mistakes. Anyway, I'm just sitting here in front of the radio and didn't hear him. Usually I do. This is N0TR. My name's Tom. See you later.
Keep me straight. This is N2NVY. Go by Jay, and I'm out in Lake Lure. So appreciate the comeback. You have a good day, sir. Stay warm. 7-3.
For ZPH.
Good afternoon, Tim. This is N0TR. Just sitting here vegetating.
I've just been playing on the radio most of the day and watching this inaugurational coverage. But call me David. First name's Timothy. And I usually don't answer to Timothy unless I'm in trouble or owe money, and I try to avoid both of those instances.
QSL. Yeah, I'm not wild about one of my acronyms or Tom. But anyways, David, I'll probably forget that, so you'll have to get after me again. Oh, David, I just saw Marquesas Islands on 15 and 12 meters, and I don't think I know I didn't have them there recently. I might have years ago. I don't know. But I come down just to see if I could hear them. Lo and behold, I did.
Oh, that's pretty neat. I have been playing today a little bit on sideband, mostly on 20 meters. Tried a little bit on 17, but nothing within distance for me there. But there's a lot of POTA stations out there, so I've been kind of hunting some of them.
Let's see if I can get his call written down here. C2SBC. I got a pen in my mouth. Pardon me. Let's see if I can get him here, Dave. Yep, I got him.
Pretty neat. Is that, I don't know, have you made many contacts in Chile?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty easy, actually. Let me write the time down here at 2131 Zulu at 28.025. I never used to mess around with 10 meters very much. I just happened to see him on QRZ here, Dave. You can talk sideband down there pretty easy also, but he just happens to be on Morse code. I don't know if you got a computer in front of you or not, but do you use QRZ?
Occasionally. If I hear a call I'm not familiar with, or if I hear a call and I'm curious where they might be, roundabout where they might be, I'll pull a call up on QRZ.
I'll work anything. Sometimes I work the ones that are parks on the air or summits on the air. Oh, it's just fun, and I'm not after numbers or nothing like that. I just, if I hear them, I work them.
Mentality, I try to take the same approach. I'm not really trying to reach any milestone with number of contacts. On CW, are the QSOs pretty short for the parks on the air folks? I know they are on sideband. They don't want to linger too long. I think, you know, when they're activating, they're trying to get the numbers.
Well, you just heard me working a couple of minutes ago, and that's CE2. nobody answered him here. No, nobody's answering him. I was going to show you how quick it is. I was at 30 words a minute, so it didn't take too long.
Not very long, I guess, at that rate. That's a quick and efficient contact.
But I know where to go if I want to do conversational CW. That's a booger. It's really tough until you've got a few years under your belt. But just to make contacts, you just give your call. If he answers you, you just tell him 2U, which is TU599, and he'll answer you back and give your call sign, and then you just say 73s and move on. And most guys don't even say 73s.
They are trying to get the numbers if they won't stop and say 73. But on sideband today, I made a couple contacts in Florida, one in New York. But it seems just north and south for me today. But I'm running a pretty compromised antenna, but it seems to work out all right. I've got a magnetic loop antenna in my attic, and I just got it up there yesterday. I played with it in the backyard a little bit, but hey, it gets tiring to go out and put it up in the backyard and take it back down. I'm in an HOA, so I'm trying not to make anybody mad. So set it up in the attic to play with, and made a few contacts on it today. Some at about 10 watts, but I've gone up to about 50 today.
Roger, I was just checking to see if I could find you one here. Listen here a second. There's a guy from Barbados on. Yeah, he's on 18131, but he's pretty weak on sideband. Barbados is pretty common, but it isn't if you haven't worked it. And it's about 2,071.6 miles.
At the distance. I made contact a couple months back with a station in Italy, and I think that's probably the furthest I've gotten.
A pretty easy one also on sideband and on CW. And they're fairly common. Let me see. Here's another one here that I might find for you. 14240. 240 upper sideband. Enter. Let's see if we hear this guy. He's in Madeira Island. Well, that might be a stretch on a compromised antenna. I'm just running wire antennas. Let's see what he says here. Yeah. Yeah, he's up 3, Charlie Tango 9. Stroke HA4FF, and he's in Madeira Island, which is it's in the Mediterranean, I'm sure. Always gotta look that one up. Yep, that's where it's at. It's it ain't. It's off the coast of Morocco in Africa. I don't know if you hear him or not, but that's a real easy band, usually 14240.
And see if I can hear him. I'll be right back.
There's a pile up on him, but if you got the propagation, you don't take a lot of watts. Just enter OTR.
If I can hear him, maybe I can get to him. WB4ZPH.
N0TR.
N0TR. This is KR4AAE. Hey there, Tom.
Hi, Stephen. I didn't mean to interrupt a while ago. I just thought I'd throw that out there. I was with David here, and I can't remember his call right now because I'm switching around so much. What are you up to?
A whole lot right now. I'm trying to plan out the HF antenna and what bands I want to get to. And heard you mentioning some bands out there. What are the most common HF bands? I just want to kind of make contact, dip my toes in the water, and no real numbers or anything. Just want to get out there and do it.
20 meters, 40 meters, 17's a good band, 15's a huge band. I don't use too much, but it's one of the biggest. And, this guy's off the coast of Morocco, but there's a big pile up on him. I think he's up 3 Emerald, isn't he? He's split, is what they call it. So he's from 240 to 243.
That's what you said, the 20 meter, 14 meter, 17, and 15 meters?
Yeah, during the day, 20 meters is probably one of the best. 15 meters, 17 meters, 10 meters. At nighttime, 40 and 80 would be your best band.
That's good to know. What type of wire antenna are you running? I was looking at the end bed antenna that the ARRL sells a kit for.
Oh, wait a second. I run a Carolina Wyndham, and I run a Super Loop, and let's see, I run 160 meter vertical. And Carolina Wyndham's what I'm on right now, but it's pretty big. And the Super Loop is one of my favorites. It's really enjoyable. I was trying to see if this guy went back to... I don't think he's running split now, Stephen. No, he's just running simplex. And I've worked Madeira Island many times. Let me see if I can let you hear him. Yeah, that's him. But he's just making them just as fast as he can make them, Stephen. I like to get the ones where you can talk to. There's a guy in South Africa. I can't think of his call right now. You can get on there and he's just an ambassador for ham radio. He'll sit there and talk to you for 5 or 10 minutes. I really enjoy him. You don't run into a lot of those nowadays.
Yeah, I'm just now getting back into the hobby. It was really big when I was a young little wing nut, and now it's kind of few and far between, but I think it's starting to make a comeback. I know I'm getting back into the hobby, and I see the uses, and I'm like, all right, learn it again, let's go.
It was still there. Yeah, it really is. Unfortunately, the majority of them now are using FT8 or FT4, and it's the computer making the contact. I just don't like that. I'd rather use sideband or CW, but, you know, I'm old-fashioned and an older guy. But where's the fun at? I ain't got nothing against it. If they like to use that, that's fine. But it's not as personable, shall we say, as sideband or CW.
AAE. Yeah, I agree with you on that one. There's something nice about picking up the phone or picking up the mic and talking to somebody instead of always using a text or an email. And sometimes it's just easier to call.
All for it. Gets guys into the hobby and they enjoy that. I just don't. And, so I don't do it. I like to have some skill in it. Even sideband anymore, there's so many of them that just, it's 5-9 and they're gone. But CW, the same way. But there's places on CW you can go and have a conversation. But it's pretty difficult. if you haven't done it for a while, you know. But at any rate, Stephen, no use me harping over there. Everybody's going to do what they want to do, and that's fine. That's what it's all about.
Copy that. I think it's awesome that you still use CW. And if I could learn it again, I'd learn it again. Maybe I'll pick that up and give it a try. I'll be going at a nice, fast 3 words a minute to start with, maybe. But yeah, I haven't listened to CW in decades.
N0TRWB4ZPH. Couldn't work him, Tom. Tried. Big pile up. A lot of guys pushing me out of the way. Afternoon, Stephen. Go ahead and pick it up. WB4ZPH.
What?
Yeah, no, Tom and I were just sitting here, just chatting away. That's about it. Nothing much. Talking about HF, stuff like that. Yeah, that's about it. I'm going to have to get going here in about, a couple minutes. So I'll go ahead and say 73. WB4ZPH is KR4AAE. And 0TR, this is KR4AAE. Nice talking to you guys. Catch up a little bit later.
Good to hear you, Stephen. And you have a nice afternoon. And David, I'm not surprised. There's a lot of people out there running a kilowatt that would stomp all over you trying to get that today, it seems like. It's a little guy, don't stand a chance unless you're lucky. A lot of times, though, if you got the propagation, you'll get him.
Yeah, I got the footprints on me where they stomped on me here a minute ago. But it was worth a shot. And, I kind of thought it might be a hope and a dream. But it was worth a shot. I just kind of learned from playing with this little antenna that I have to wait my turn.
100 watts for 19 years, that's all I ever had. And I worked well over 200 countries and really enjoyed it back up in Kansas. And we had an extra skip compared to down here when you was going to the east. You might get 2,500 miles on a skip if you're lucky. But the hardest ones I find from here are Southeast Asia, like Vietnam, Cambodia, China, down that area, even Japan's not easy most of the time. I like to work the ones out east of Madagascar that are out in the Indian Ocean. They're little tiny islands like the Seychelles and that, and it's halfway around the Earth. It's over 10,000 miles.
Yeah, it's a long way around there. Do you work many stations in India? I know you mentioned the Indian Ocean, but have you worked any stations in India?
I have. Not a great many times, but I got cards from them here. But there's a guy from India on there pretty near every day. There's two or three of them. And then there's a little island off of India that I haven't got, I don't think. But that's a tough one. It's Victor Uniform stations over there. And I worked them on CW. And that's like having an amplifier because it's such a narrow bandwidth, you know, Dave.
A more efficient mode for communication. Well, it's almost 10 years. It's 2014, well, over 10 years, I'm sorry. In 2014, I was in India for about 3 months. That's why I was really curious if you made any contact with anybody in India, because I spent about 3 months there in South India back in 2014.
I book out of calls and that. I don't know. It's been so long since I worked in India this year. Let me scroll back a little bit and see if I see it on here. I got my log up here. Oh, I don't know how long ago it's been. But you can work that guy for near you know, several times a week I hear him on there, on 40 meter CW, and I'm not seeing it right off, though, here, after uniform stations. Let me try something else here in a minute. If I can get scroll back up to the top here, I don't know if it'll show it, but just B, U, 2. No, I don't remember his suffix. And this won't bring it up unless I put a suffix in there. I used N3FJP logging software. And I thought if I just put in VU2, and I know it is VU2. I do not see him on there now, but usually 40 meters at night, you can hear India. I won't say he's real strong, but it just depends on the propagation.
Oh, I got you. That's pretty neat, though. It's a long way around, for sure. But it's got me curious, so I'll have to listen in sometime.
And you're not going to hear much on 40 meters. I see some posted here on QRZ, but they're talking, Italy to Italy, for example, on 7023, and they're talking, they're doing that worldwide WWA thing, and it's all over the place. You can find them in Spain and Italy and all over. But, like, this guy here on 40 meters is talking to a fella in Iceland, but doubtful of that propagation's coming over here. And, let's see. WA7021, I'll dial it up, enter 07071CW, enter, see if I hear him, but I doubt it. Nope, it's pure OD atmospheric noise, David.
That little bit in the background there. So, yeah, that propagation's interesting. You never know. Well, I guess you can know based off reports like you're seeing, but it's a curious thing. WB4ZPH.
This is N0TR. It is, but most of the higher bands you'll hear are more prevalent during the day. And not always. You might hear 10 meters at night. And I just worked at Marquesas Island on 15, and then I worked them on 12, which is 24897 and 21037. And I think they were just peaking about that time. But none of these on 40 meter would I even bother looking, because I know they're probably not going to be there.
Well, tell me, where are you finding these stations? So this one that we looked at a minute ago on 1440 and these others that you're mentioning, where are you finding that info from?
QRZ.com. There's Parks on the Air that you might get at 14320. He's in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. Here. Wait a minute. Got to clear that. 14320, upper side bend. Let's see if I can hear him. Alpha Golf 3 India. He's on 14320. I'll let you look, David. I gotta run down the hall for just a second here. N0QR.
Alright, yep. I'll tune around, see if I can see him and get to him. I'll catch you in a little bit. N0TR from WB4ZPH. WB4ZPH.
Bill.
Likewise, I sound like you're sitting here with me too.
have time to flip that switch off over here. I was running a little more wattage than you was.
Well, it was clear, and sounds like we both got good reports from him. So that was pretty neat.
Greensburg, Pennsylvania. And let's see, he's 396 miles, or if you go long path, he's 24,460.7 miles.
Bad trip, I guess. I was running just 50 watts. And I've got the Parks on the Air website up, so he was on state game land, it looks like, according to the site.
Do you use QRZ, David?
I guess I'm not proficient at it. I've used this Parks on the Air website a little bit today and kind of got a feel for it. But I'm not... I should probably use QRZ a little more. I've only really used it just to look up call signs.
A lot of the old-timers stick their nose up at it, but I like it because, I can go over there to your call, and it tells me that you're 13.2 miles from me. So we're, usually, when you're real close on the higher bands, I would skip right over you. I might be talking to New Zealand or Australia, for that matter, but you wouldn't hear me. But that was ground wave because we're so close. But I can go over there and I can hit satellite over there where it says map, and I can zoom. If you had your longitude and latitude in there precisely, I'm seeing East Blue Ridge Street and South Lee Avenue, but it zoomed in on a tree. So I don't think you got it exactly right.
No, not exactly. So I would have to adjust that a little bit, I guess, because I'm not in a tree right now.
Some people might accuse me of being. I'll tell you another one to use, Dave, is DX Summit. And it's really a great website. A lot of the old-timers use that one. You ever hear of it?
That one's new to me.
On here a second, I'll bring up another window and just go to DX Summit and S-U-M-M-I-T. And what's neat is, for example, there's an Echo 7 whiskey from Bosnia there now at 7163. And he's on the DX, and the spotter was in Canada. But if I click on that DX station, and you go down, and it says like four items, a drop-down menu. And it shows vocab predictions, show gray line map, opening QRZ, opening club log. Just click on vocab predictions, and then it'll tell me on which band. For example, I'm on 40 meters there now, but I can run my mouse over the center of that, and I can run it out to any one of those bands, and it'll tell me what time of day that I'm most likely to get that station, like from 1400 to 1600 or 1700 along in that area, and it'll give you the possibilities of being almost 100%. But then if you look at that bar at the bottom of it, it has 10% in blue, 20 and 30 in green, and then it goes yellow, and then it goes amber, and then it goes red. And if you just run your mouse over that, it'll tell you about what time of day to look for that station that the propagation will be here.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. I'll have to poke around in there more. But I'm back over on QRZ now, and I see I got to do some updating there for sure. because I'm thinking I'm closer to you than what it's showing, really. I'm just up here. I gotta change this up because it says Landrum, but I'm not in Landrum anymore. I am just on the other side of the lake from you, I believe. I'm right over here near the boat ramp in a little neighborhood. Maybe 60 seconds, maybe 1 minute drive from the boat ramp at Lake Robinson.
About 4 or 5 miles from me then, up there from the boat ramp. I used to have a boat, but I don't now. I'm just getting too old for it, David. So I sold it, and I bought my boat over there on Lake Lyman. If I want to go, I can go over there and run that.
Yeah, they're fun. I've never owned one. My brother has owned several of them. And, you know, like you say, if you've got a friend that owns a boat or a family member that owns a boat, you don't need a boat because everybody who owns a boat has friends.
Yeah, that's true. Let's see. Is this guy running FT8, number 9W1805, 1886 in there, 1886 CW. See if I hear him. That's 17 meters. That's a WWA thing they're running, Worldwide Award. I don't send in for awards like that, but you can put my call sign in there on QRZ and see what you see. And that's there's a picture of me on there.
Pulled it up, and I pulled the detail up and looked at the map like you were talking about, and I can see, yeah, I can see you're much closer than what it was letting you know. So, yeah, pretty neat.
And you can click on the picture over to the right there, and it'll blow it up where you can see my station better.
I see that. Wow, you got some fish up there, it looks like. I can only see part of it, but are you a fisherman as well?
One up there that's they're both about 7 pounds apiece. One on the left and one on the right, and I got both of those up in Kansas.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I like to fish occasionally too. I don't know that I'm that good at it, but fishing's one of those things that you don't have to be good at to enjoy. Unlike golf. I'm not good at golf, and my dad did a lot of golfing when I was a kid, and I think it's hard to enjoy golf when you're not good at it, but that's just my perspective.
Was either, so don't feel like the Long Ranger. My wife's laughing. I was looking at a station in Jacksonville, Florida there a while ago, and I zoomed in on the base that I used to be stationed at down there at Naval Air Station. And it's changed quite a bit. We had wooden barracks back when I was in there in the 60s. But it's fun to go over there and click on the map and then zoom down at it and look around. But that same Blue Angels jet sitting out in front, right where it was when I was there, right out there by where the Marine guards are at. But now they got a park there, I think, where our barracks were when I was going to school there. And it has a bunch of airplanes sitting in it. It's a memorial park. But at any rate, I like QRZ. I use it more than I do the DX Summit. But you know, the good thing about the X Summit is you look over to the right and you see like Guadalupe, United States, New Caledonia, Barbados, Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, Argentina, Hong Kong, all those different stations. They call them out by name. Well, I've been doing this for over 30 years, so I can look at the call sign and pretty much know where it's coming from on QRZ. Whereas you probably can't, just getting back into it. So that Echo Golf 3 Whiskey Alpha to you would be nothing. But to me, I'd know that was in Spain, you know. But they tell you on QRZ where it's at. So that would be handy to you, David.
Sure. Yeah, there's a lot of calls I don't know just yet. But a few that I can recognize, but not nearly as many as you would, I'm sure. But yeah, that DX Summit's pretty neat too, how it shows it on the right, so that can help build the association between the call and the country. So, yeah, thanks for all the info, Tom. This is WB4ZPH.
Well, the pleasure's all mine. I like helping guys out. And there's, I'm sure there's other sites. And there's a lot of programs now for learning CW. If a guy just spent a half hour a day, like I told Shane, and he's done wonders up there in 4ZLK. Great guy. And all it takes is elbow grease. And if you can just spare a half hour a day, you'll pick it back up. It's, like I say, it's a lot more efficient than sideband or any of those other ones are.
Yeah, a lot more efficient mode, no doubt. Yeah, but you're right. It does take a little elbow grease, and that's all right. You know, the best things in life are worth working for, and I can't imagine that, you know, one of the better modes isn't worth working for.
That's the attitude you got to have, David. That's great. How old are you, Dave?
If you'd asked me next month, the answer would be slightly different. But I'm 36, so next month, this time next month, I'll be 37.
Put in the grave, the other one on a banana peel. You're getting so old.
Here, I'm approaching the big 4-0, and everybody says things move even faster after that. So I don't know. We'll see. I'll have to judge that for myself, I guess.
No, sir, I can tell you that. That's right on. My wife's laughing over here. Bernice, she's over here in the rocking chair. Yeah, I'll be 77 this week, so you can just double yours.
You're about the same age as my father-in-law. He's 76 right now, and he'll be 77 in March. So, he served in the Army, so he probably would have served about the same time as you. But he was in Germany, and he tells about when they, you know, when they called him in and they had some go to Vietnam, and he was one of the ones that they pulled to go to Germany.
At that time in our lives, that was the best place to go, I can tell you. Vietnam's a good place to be from.
Yeah, I'm sure. And then this call, so that's, you know, now that I'm on the subject of Vietnam, my wife's uncle, his call sign is W4RVY. So that call sign he took from his uncle as a vanity after his uncle passed away. And then his call became available and was available for quite some time. And, you know, he kind of introduced me into ham radio. Prior to meeting him, my brothers and I and friends, we played with CBs. But he introduced me to ham radio when I met him. And I went and got the technician license and then went and got the general license, general upgrade. And every so often I'd see him and he'd say, well, nobody's got my call. I wonder if anybody will get my call. And you know, his daughter was licensed, and I thought, well, maybe she'll get it. But after some time, nobody got it. So I got this call, this WB4ZPH call, as a vanity of his. And he was just ecstatic when I did that.
Say Zulu. No, pay attention. That's a pedophile on there. Anyways, David, well, that's wonderful. I'm glad to hear it. My grandson's getting ready to take his test, and I think maybe he might be ready in another month or so. So I'm hoping so. Anyways, Dave, I gotta run. It's chow time, and gotta go get me a bowl of soup and a sandwich tonight. We're eating light. Gosh, it's been great talking to you, and hope I helped you a little bit. WB4ZPH in 0TR 73, David.
Yep, all very helpful. I enjoyed it as well. Thanks again. And we'll catch you later on. N0TR from WB4ZPH.